talking to my mic.
That was so romantic.
Talking to my mind.
Hey, y'all, if it sounds like I'm coming to you from the future, it's because it's 2021. There's flying cars and we're fucking alien prostitutes. It's delicious. Line, it's the worst. It's 2021. I was talking about this today. I remember when I was a kid being like, yo, the year 2000, I'm going to be like 16. I'm probably going to be driving a flying car. And I lost my license to flying car related DWIs. Well, then like 2000 comes along, nothing. I had a cell phone. 2012, mine said the world was going to end. Nothing happened.
Nothing.
Nothing at all. And here we are. 2020 didn't count. So we're at the new 2020, 2021. Welcome. This is our first episode of the year. We're the problem solvers. You know us. I'm Zach.
I'm Matt.
I'm Liz.
And we so far this year have solved every problem that's come to us. It's been four straight days of
doing great and throwing balls. Hold on.
Go get it. So yeah, email us your problems for the new year, for any year. You can email us problems from the past if you want. If you want to know how the 100-year war ends, I'll tell you. It's problemsolvers4e@gmail.com. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, Grindr, Grubhub, Instacart. Find us on everything is that we're the problem solvers. Sooner or later, me just naming internet things is not going to be funny anymore. But until that day comes, prepare.
It's not coming to 2021.
No, baby. So yeah, 2020 kind of sucked, but the problem solvers came back in November, which is radical. And, you know, we're back in action. We're fucking, our numbers, our listener numbers are almost back to normal again. So we're picking up steam. And as you two know, but the internet world doesn't, our new theme song got a little enhancement.
It's straight so good. Fire.
It is so good.
I love it.
My good friend Eric blessed this track with his divine intervention. Just laid the beat down, mounted it, and just made it his own.
Why do you have a boner while you're talking about this?
I always have a boner when I'm talking about sweet tunes. But so we have a lyrical music. We have a song. We have like a real theme song.
A song.
I don't know how we're going to do it. Like, I don't know if I'm going to play like his version or just keep the instrumental as our intro and outro and just use the song for like special things. I don't know. But what I'm going to do today is, if you are interested in listening to it, I'm telling you, it's fucking dynamite. I'm just going to, at the end of the episode, play the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that people can listen to it. It's fucking great. And it's worth listening to. He makes us sound really cool.
Way cooler than cool. I am. He made me sound awesome. Yeah.
He called you Liz Demeanor. It's great. And he calls me Tony Stark. It's just the best compliment I've ever gotten in my life.
You're giddy.
Call me E. Honda, but I'll take it.
Yeah, because the way your truth slaps.
Slaps.
Man. If you're at all curious about why we're talking like this, you gotta go listen to that song.
No, your verse was really good.
It was so good.
So yeah, we'll put that at the end. I'll grab Eric's contact information, because if anybody else wants him to fucking spit the truth up in the booth, reach out to him. I don't know, it'd be great. So thank you very much, Eric. You made my whole year already. So did you guys do any resolutions? Let's start with the problem solvers real quick. You got a resolution? Did you do anything?
I feel like if I make resolutions, they'd have to be really easy because I just suck all around. So that's not, it's cheating.
So you just set the bar really low.
Yeah.
That's
so
fine.
Like, I guess my technical resolution should be like,
try harder.
Don't murder anyone.
Oh, that's a pretty easy one.
So, you know, like, I'd have to cheat.
Well, honestly, it's a solid resolution, because if you break that, then that's a pretty bad thing.
Yeah.
What about you, Matthew?
Trying to cut back on the water this year. Eat less vegetables.
Okay. All right.
Not listen to my mom.
I like this. This is Bart Simpson's fucking list of things to do.
I got a Bart Simpson yesterday.
You what?
I got the 1990 Burger King Bart Simpson toy.
Yo.
Wow. Is it the one on him on a skateboard?
He's got a skateboard tag. That Damn. Looks dope, though. I left the tag on it. But yeah, $10. Yeah.
You Money got some,
wasted.
But you also, you got that that other toy that I want.
Coochie Coopy.
Yeah.
Oh, dude,
yeah.
You got a Coochie Coopy nightlight.
Oh,
it's
know.
Fucking sick.
It is
And
sick.
Now I need one in my life.
Yeah, I was pretty jealous of that.
It glows in the dark. I keep it, like, mounted on a vanity fixture so that whenever I need it to glow, it's full power.
Oh, that's a smart move, man.
I'm going to need to get one, and I have the perfect spot for it. So good.
There you go. In case you guys are wondering, I never really do resolutions. I do, like, because I don't like restricting myself. I think it's stupid to say, like, oh, I'm not doing this, or I'm definitely doing that, because then it leaves no room for spice. You know, variety is the spice of life. That's what I meant by spice.
Turmeric.
I decided that I'm going to...
I done decided.
In recent months, I have been just crushing energy drinks. Like a full-on, like...
Yeah.
I'm drinking it like a fucking... Like a Ginger Kyle with, like, fucking flat-brimmed hat. And like a Subaru. I'm just crushing them. I never really drink anything with caffeine in it because I don't drink coffee or tea or anything like that. So, like, that shit was getting to me. And my heart was going on nuts. So I just stopped. And it's been 4 days. I feel great. I think. I don't know. I feel like shit. But... At least my heart's not fucking racing out of my throat. So I'm going to stick to that. Get that. And another year, I'm going to try not to get in trouble.
I was going to say, is that at least somewhere on your list?
It's valiant.
I made it all through 2020. Didn't get arrested once. Going to try to keep that trend going through 2021.
All right.
Might want to try to keep going through 2025.
I'm just trying to see how long I can keep getting probation.
March of 2025.
As your attorney.
March of 2025. Yep, that's when I get off it.
So keep it through then.
By then, we'll have flying cars.
The minute April, let's just go ham.
Well, flying cars, it should be great. So, oh man. We got a couple of listener resolutions, right? We got two. A literal couple, because...
Technically, we got three, but he slid into my DMs for that.
Oh, okay, so we got three creepy listener resolutions. What do we got? Fire them off at us. Also, listeners, you can interact more. We ain't going to bite. I guess interact with the page, though, the Problem Solvers pages, or Matt or Liz's personal pages, because people message me all the time about, like, they'll listen to an episode and then reply to me like I'm mid that story. And I'm like, I have no goddamn clue what you're talking about. Because I don't listen to them. I really should. And like, if it's been a couple weeks since we recorded, I'm going to forget what I said.
Yeah.
So I'm not being rude when I ignore you. I don't have anything to add to your conversation. Just keep interacting with Fake Zach that you listen to on the TV.
On the TV. All right, Grandpa. So we have two.
What do we got?
One was to wear more masks, stay away from more people, and binge more shows. And honestly, everyone should be that.
Yeah, that's a nice resolution.
There's a lot of bingeable shows, people suck.
And masks are good.
Yeah, and especially if they're cool masks. Like, this guy wears a Spider-Man mask. I know him, so, like,
always. Like, is it a full Spider-Man face mask?
Yes, it is.
I respect that. Yes. I just wish I was brave enough to wear... I have, like, so many, like, underneath...
You have your Rorschach one.
I got a Rorschach mask underneath his helmet.
I don't know how you have one. I got a
Spider-Man mask in there. I've got fucking masks all over the place, but I'm too ashamed to wear them in public.
You should not be. Take this guy's resolution to heart.
I went to one Comic-Con, and as soon as I got there, I was like, this is what I was meant to do. These guys are dressed up in funny costumes and just pretending they have swords and lasers and stuff. I was enamored. I was like, it was me and Jimmy, our on-again, off-again co-host. Me and Jimmy went to fucking Comic-Con, and we each did half a gram of Molly on the train ride down there.
That makes sense.
He was dressed like BoJack Horseman. I was dressed like Magneto. And we got there, and I was just like... and I'm fucking dancing around like, oh my god, I can do whatever I want here. Because there's people... They're like method actors. They don't break character. And then I got home and I was like, I want to do this every day. And I think I'm a closet cosplay person. But one, I'm too lazy to make the costumes. And two, I'm too ashamed. Like, I'd have to give up my choppers and I'd have to stop sleeping with girls.
It's one or the other.
Yeah, I can't be both. Like, you can't be cool chopper guy at a cosplay thing. They'll all make fun of you. They'll be like, oh, nice motorcycle, dork. Why don't you go pick up girls on it? Get out of here. Oh, leave me alone, guys. I just want to go. I want to dress like Doug Funny as Quail Man. What were we talking about?
Where are we?
I don't know. Yeah, laws.
We were talking about resolutions, oh, and then right. That happened.
Okay. All right. So, yes, good resolution, listener. Keep it up.
The next one is Butterbean.
What do you got, BB?
His New Year's resolution is to hit on Liz every day until she falls for his charms or tosses him a pity titty pick.
The word, the term.
Pity titty
pick. Pity titty
tick. Pity titty pick.
Pity titty tick. Damn it! It's a pity titty pick.
Yes!
P. Diddy's pity titty pick.
I love it. So, has he hit on you every day?
He has hit on me every single day.
Is it crossing any lines to ask you to read some of his messages, or do you think he'd be cool with it?
I'm sure he's fine with it.
All right.
So the first one was...
Pity titty pick.
Hey, I got a quick question. Do you have a CDL? And I said, no, sir, I do not. And he's like, but don't you... I can't even read it. Don't you need one for that absolute dump truck and have an ass you drag around?
He's saying you drag your ass around. That puts a whole new spin of class on it.
Oh, so that was day one. We're only 3 days in. And then... They make my morning. I hope he knows.
I wish I had somebody hitting on me every day besides the legions
of women. We're
4 days
in. He says, I don't have a dog, or I don't have a cat, I don't have a hog, but if you come over and smash, you can meet my dog. I don't...
It's definitely stronger with the dump truck one.
That was day two.
Day two took a turn.
Day three was long. It was, hey, yo, ma, I got... job for you. You'll be working for me. I can't even read it.
Can I read it out of context? Let me do this in my best Butterbean voice. Hey, yo, ma. I got a job for you. You'll be working for me. Out on the streets, you dig? Top dollar girl and shit. I'll break you off like 35 and shit. You know your fur baby need a new collar. So let's go and make them Johns holler. Shit.
So it was themed that way because the day prior he said, tomorrow would you like simp or pimp? And I went in alphabetical order, so I did pimp for the first day. Then I got simp the next day.
Oh, let's hear the simp.
You have to, I can't. All
right, I'll read it as well.
Because I woke up to this.
Good morning, queen. Be fearless today. You are unstoppable. I hope you have a good hair day and a fantastic fanny day. If you get a chance, send me a nudie.
So honestly, 2021 for me has already been a wonderful... We're on day four, and it's been the best year of my life.
Yeah.
Thank you, Butterbean. Thank you.
Man, the difference between girl and guy stuff is so... Like, guys have to try hard with girls. I'm on a billion different dating apps, and I just get winky face as, like, the opening message. You'll send me a winky face or a wave, and I'm like... God.
So I have to, and this is not, this just shows how desperate men are, because this doesn't say anything about me. I literally, like, discovered lip gloss recently, and I have had this one guy in my DMs every single day, no matter what. And he's, like, hitting on me, but also thinks we're friends, because he sends me, like, fucking videos and shit, and I'm like...
What does this have to do with lip gloss?
I have to put no effort in. I literally discovered lip gloss, and all of a sudden I'm like a goddess to this guy, which is cool if he had money, but he doesn't. Mm. So, try harder.
Well, for more interesting things like this, go over to guys and girls DMs, because Jimmy's been putting up some pretty good content.
Oh, yeah, he's been
putting
up some... I have to send him stuff. I have plenty.
So, should we do a Reddit edit? We're going to keep it light for... our first episode. Everybody's still getting settled to the new world order of 2021. Mm-hmm. Once Joe Biden takes over and ruins everything for the country and we start speaking Chinese.
All right, Dad.
we'll keep it nice and loose. Unless you guys want to hear a disgusting story about an STD.
I love STDs.
Actually, I don't know if this is technically an STD story. I'll keep it loose. Keep it brief. This happened years ago. But somebody reminded me of this story. And they're like, I can't believe you didn't tell this one on the podcast. Oh, and I was like, holy shit, I don't think I've ever told this. And I have to keep true to the formula, like our one listener said, and I have to tell something embarrassing.
Yeah, start with the story.
Yeah. I was dating this girl who was wildly out of my league. Like,
as most are.
Yeah, if they've got both eyes. Oh, speaking of which, side story. Dude, I was on Tinder the other day, and a girl with severely crossed eyes came up, And I started just laughing, like, stupid hard. And I'm scrolling through pictures, and I was like, this is really fucking funny looking. And then I was like, oh, shit. This is, like, somebody's real life, and it's a problem. And I felt really bad afterwards. But if you haven't seen somebody in real life with crossed eyes, like, I haven't seen somebody, I don't think I've ever really seen somebody in real life that has a real, like, crazy crossed eye. It's fucking comedy.
I went to school with someone who did.
It's hilarious.
I couldn't be friends with her because I couldn't. I knew I was going to be an asshole and laugh.
So, anyway, back to this girl out of my league. She had both eyes that went straight.
Boom.
Like fucking predator laser focus. And, you know, she was extremely sexually active. Like always wanting to have sex, which is cool. But, you know, I'm only one man. So, there were times where I'd be like, yeah, I need a little brizzy. Need a little time off. I get home from work one day, and she's already at my house, chilling. She's just in her underwear. She had a, you know, she was just one of those girls you look at her, you're like, oh my God, she's so hot. She was in her underwear, so I was like, there's nothing I can do. And she's like, yeah, baby, come on, I want it. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, she was like extra feisty, and I was like, all right, let's jump right in. Let's hop to it. We have a whole bunch of sex, and it's great. And she goes, oh my God, that is exactly what I needed. And I was like, yeah, same. She's like, no. I've got a yeast infection. And my vagina was, like, super itchy. And I was like, you used me like a reverse scratching post. That's fucking horrible. I was like, what if I get it? Like, what is that? What happens to a guy? And she's like, guys can't get yeast infections.
Yes, they can.
Guys can get yeast infections. And guess who fucking got one? Me. And my wiener head got all puffy and itchy. And it was fucking horrible. And I went to a doctor, and he pretty much made a joke about it. He was like, oh, not a lot of guys get yeast infection. What'd you do? And I said, well, I had sex with a girl who had a yeast infection. He was like, why would you do that? And I said, because she was itchy. Like, I don't know. It wasn't my fucking goal.
I'm the pine tree to her yogi bear.
Yeah, she was just like, I should have known because she wasn't, like, doing regular moans. She was like, yep.
yep. Down. Yep.
But I'm sure she's not listening. But if she is, I miss you, baby.
Yogi, you want to come home?
So with absolutely no segue, let's get into Red Dead Redemption 2021. Problem solvers in space.
Space.
You remember that from the Muppets? Pigs in Space might be a little before your time.
It was a little before my time.
A little before your time.
Remember, I'm hella young compared to you.
Yeah, stop bragging. All right, you already got one guy in your DM. Save some for the rest of us, all right?
Oh, that was just one guy. There's two.
You got there's lip gloss guy, too? Yeah. All right, so how you guys want to do this? Let's see. My problem with Reddit Data is I get into holes. Like, I'll find a good question, and I'm like, ooh, let's keep going on this. Like, my first thing was, like, I found a good internet question for gay people. And then I was like, wait, I can answer all of the internet's questions for gay people. You want to know why? I'm a man of the people. That's why. I know everything about homosexuals.
Yep.
One, you can't get them wet after midnight. You can't expose them to bright lights.
Right.
If they sneeze on you, you immediately become gay. That's why we wear masks.
Yep.
I know all this stuff. I'll start with a couple of gay questions for you guys.
I feel like you should first talk about all of your gay experiences ever. Just so they know that you're qualified.
I can't really say that I've had gay experiences.
It's going to be a 10-part episode.
If you guys want, I can tell you a story about a time.
Oh, God. I was joking.
There is a story that I've been saving that I'm like, when's a good time to tell this on the podcast?
Dear Diary.
If you guys want, I'll just tell a story instead of doing Reddit Edit. It's a long one.
You sound like you want to now. No, the look in your eyes.
I'll save it for a good episode. I'll save it for. Let's do Reddit Edit.
All right.
I'll delete all that stuff. All right. So guys, my two. All right, get in the mindset of gays.
I'm halfway there. Get it? That was funny. I told you I have dad jokes for days. He appreciated them.
All right. We'll leave that one in. That's your one bad joke in the episode. No more, or else I get deleted.
I do the editing. It's my choice.
True. All right, guys. The internet wants to know, is the term lady boner offensive to lesbians?
So, Zach, as a lesbian, what's your answer?
I say this lady is rock solid 24/7 dog. Oh! As I crush a monster can on my big lesbian head. Oh! Oh! Yeah.
I hated this. This is the worst.
I personally, all right. Well, you guys answer first, because I have like I got questions about this question. You're a lady who also enjoys the company of ladies. Mm-hmm. Do you think lady boner is offensive?
I don't, because I say it all the time, and as a half lesbian, I think. I speak for everyone when I say, if you are offended by it, grow the fuck up.
Noise. Mm-hmm. Matt?
I don't think it's offensive, but I have no basis for that opinion.
That's true.
You're not an angry lesbian.
No, I mean, not today.
Now, my question about the term lady boner, is lady boner when a girl's nipples get hard, or is it when her vagina gets moist?
I use it when my vagina gets moist.
All right, because to me, lady boner is, bing, your nips pop up.
I always have a lady boner then.
But then you have lady boners.
Well, okay,
I don't know how it works. So the science isn't there.
The reason that I say it's about your cooter versus your nippies is because most lesbians have their nipples pierced, or at least all the ones I've been with.
Are you creating stereotypes?
Always, yes, or at least every lesbian I've been with has their nipples pierced, so they're always hard. You can't use that as a point of reference.
You should probably stop rubbing your nipples in front of a married man while you're talking about it.
I'm playing with my nipple rings, thinking about it.
So does that make Matt a lesbian for having pierced nipples?
99% of the time.
So, alright, so see, in my mind, being like, oh shit, bitch, my pussy's wet over that shit, for a lady boner, versus, oh shit, my nips is getting all pointy from that. I feel like your version of lady boner is more offensive mentally than my version of lady boner. Because my lady boner is cute, little beep beeps.
Okay, but then every time I walk outside, I'm actually like, I have lady boner. Because it's fucking cold out all the time, and I always have hard nippies because of it. So that's why I'm saying.
But you're also really vulgar about you getting a lady boner. You're always like, oh shit, boys, put on your galoshes. I see some fucking honeys here. And I'm like, damn, Liz, chill. We're at a parent-teacher conference. Am I on safari with all these cougars? Splish, splash.
Oh, God, help. I hate this.
All right, next question.
Okay.
This is a pretty common question that a lot of guys ask in the shop. I work in a lot of mechanic shops and say, is it gay if there's eye contact?
If there's no eye contact.
If there's no eye contact, that's the question. Is the eye contact what makes it gay?
What makes what
gay? That's the question that you mean.
Because I feel like you can go from there. Is it gay if there's no eye contact? Just
pretty sure. That feels it from where I am.
Here's what I think. As a straight man that only kisses with his eyes wide open, it's definitely super duper gay, even if there's no eye contact.
But does it count for you? Because when you're doing all of that, you have your glasses off.
That's true.
You can't see anyway.
Anything.
So technically it's eye contact, but you're not making any contact because you're blind as fuck.
It's like I'm just looking at like an ink blotch.
Yeah.
Who knows what's
going on.
So
does that count?
I guess if you look at it like a Rorschach test, I could be having sex with anything. Anybody. I just see a big fluffy cloud, and I'm like, oh, I see.
I take offense to that, personally.
Marley's ears perked up. Fluffy cloud, back up.
Yeah, who knows? I could be masturbating Marley most of the time. I take my glasses off, and who knows what happens? Also, if you guys are listening don't know, Marley's my little doggy. So, unanimous, probably still gay. I mean, like...
Are your emotions in it?
Yeah. Because that's another thing, too. A lot of dudes... Do stuff in prison. It's called being gay for the stay. But you're not really gay. You're just trying to get a nut. Which to me seems extremely manly. Or if you're like, yo, I need to get this nut so bad.
Do they not have hands?
You can only jerk off so much, Liz.
True.
Ask Bean. You know, he's fucking powering through your DMs to get that nut off. Now, this is an interesting question that I don't know if we can answer, but I just want to ask it. Why are Asians banned from gay dating sites in England?
So I looked it up.
You did?
I don't see any reason.
So this might be a fake thing?
I think it's just a Reddit question. But if anyone has an answer, let us know.
Yeah, and I didn't even think Asians were bad on dating sites. I know Middle Eastern guys are crazy on the internet. They're my favorite thing to read. The Bob's and Vagine posts, they're so good.
But yeah.
Asians, if you're out there and you're trying to be gay on the internet
in England,
you know, good luck. Cheerio, mate. But good luck to you. Matt, I remember for a while you had a mustache.
Yeah.
Are mustache on mustache kisses scratchy?
No, I think that negates it.
I don't know. My mustache has never been an issue.
I don't know. I think that makes sense. It's just like the because the scratchy hairs aren't touching your skin.
Right.
To push it up against other scratchy hairs. But I feel
like
hairs.
If you're going hard in the makeout, you could start a fire with those like coarse hairs. Just rubbing together.
I don't know. Me and Butterbean haven't started a fire yet. I don't think it's physically possible.
The fire in my heart was ignited.
Oh my god.
Now, here's one that I like. All right. It says, why, this is like a two-parter. I kind of combined two questions. One was, why do gay guys like hitting on straight men so much? And then also, why, or do gay guys actually have sex with straight guys? Like, does it ever pan out? And I know from experience, my gay friends, I don't know if it's just because we're comfortable and we're friends, they are fucking sexual predators when it comes to hitting on me or my other straight friends. They're fucking ruthless, man. They'll go right in. Hasn't worked yet. I haven't fucked any of them. So, like,
try harder.
What about you guys? You know, you got any insight on this?
I feel like it's only gay men, though, like, that I've seen, at least.
Gay women aren't, like, hardcore, like, yo, what up, baby?
No. Not that I have experienced.
My imagination is just so much more fun than real life.
Yeah.
You get,
I have no input. I don't
know. You don't get hit on by gay guys?
I mean, I don't think so. Maybe they're just really friendly.
So when I lived in Orlando, my ex was like a gay guy's dream. He was pretty. He was in shape. He was a little bit of a bad boy. So he got hit on more. Like, I said pretty.
Sounds just like me. Go on.
And I said in shape, not
go on.
A shape. But so he got hit on more often when we were out like walking in like the downtown Orlando area than I did. And like, that's shocking, it was refreshing because I didn't every 2 seconds have like some random dude yelling at me, but every 2 seconds he had some random dude yelling at him. I felt really bad about myself, but really proud of him.
I can tell you in my experience too, like, girls are always like, oh man, this guy was catcalling me and I hate that. And they're like, they're always complaining about getting hit all the time. I'm a guy. Anytime a dude hits on me, I'm like, thank you. Thank you so much. If a girl hits on me, forget about it. I'm like, oh, get away from me, Ugo. But thank you. But thank you so much. I love it. I love getting hit on. I don't know if these ones are funny, so I'm just going to power through them. Feel free to jump in. Why do gay people like calling songs they like bops?
I didn't know that was exclusively gay, like we said earlier. But
that song's a bop. You ever hear that?
I heard kids bop.
I hear it from old people more than I hear. Maybe they're secretly gay.
Bunch of gay old people running around? Knew it. Knew it, pop up. Let's see. Why do gay people like Judge Judy? I don't know that was a thing. Probably because she tells it like it is. She's no nonsense. Why do gay people always have super white teeth?
Because they give a shit about their appearance. Brush them. Unlike the average straight man.
That's pretty true. I don't have to put in much work at all.
Right, toothpaste, the toothbrush, dental hygiene.
This one's kind of related. Why do gay people take so long to eat? Because their teeth are sensitive because of all the treatments is what I'm assuming.
Dodging stains.
They're just overbrushed.
Why do gay people love biking so much? Because they're usually in better shape than us. No, that's not true. But when we think about gay people, we tend to go to like the TV gay people. Oh, man, there are some... there's some monsters out there. I've seen them. Like, gay people are just like the rest of us.
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely ones. There's ones and twos out there for every orientation, I think.
Why do gay people only tweet about Animal Crossing and Sophia the Robot?
I don't think that's a thing.
I don't know. I'm straight. I don't play Animal Crossing, and I have no idea what Sophia the Robot is.
Same. And I'm half, so.
I know my sister plays Animal Crossing, and she doesn't have a boyfriend, so.
She's obviously gay.
She must be a...
how do you feel?
Liberated. Okay. Why do... I love these questions, man. Why do gay people have better jawlines? Straight people dead ass look like potatoes. Because they're always open mouth smiling with those perfect teeth.
God.
Straight people do dead ass look like potatoes, too. So, you know, Alex Boca, thanks for the question. That was great. Why do gay people like playing The Sims so much? I didn't know that was a thing either.
I didn't either, honestly, it makes sense for my life.
Here's one that you might be able to ask, being of both orientations in question in this one.
Okay.
Why do gay people talk with their hands so much? Are all Italians gay? And as a bisexual Italian, what do you think about it?
I can't. So every gay and or lesbian and or both person I know is Italian.
Really? So, every gay person?
I only know a few now. I lost all my friends.
That's a tight-knit community, the gay Italian community.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't realize that was a thing. But I love it. Now every time I talk with my hands, I'm going to be like, is it because I'm Italian or is it because I'm gay? I don't know.
I don't think you should put yourself in a box like that. Just follow your hands.
Follow my hands.
I'm going to start calling every wiener a different sandwich now.
Yeah.
Look at the salami hoagie on this guy.
Look at that grinder.
Different shapes of like pasta.
How many wieners you seeing on the regs?
I mean, there's tons of them. They're everywhere.
This is a really good one. Why do gay people walk around like they're always smelling baked cookies?
Like a smile on their face?
That, I don't know. I love that question. Doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't get it, but I love it. Because
they live in nice neighborhoods and there's like...
There probably always are baked
patisseries around.
Yeah, that's true.
French bakeries everywhere.
Dude, gay people love bakeries. There are gay bakeries everywhere.
I definitely could be gay then. I love bakeries.
Bakeries are pretty sweet. Why do gay people love rock climbing so much? Probably same as the bicycling thing. They're probably just in better shape than your fat, lazy, straight ass.
These gays like being active and good looking.
And healthy.
God. They got great teeth and abs.
Well, they
want
to live to be 80.
Why do gay people have the best taste in music? I don't know. They do like bops, though, man.
Are you gay now?
I don't know.
You said
maybe.
Bops.
I like, you know that song that I was singing before, the Vanga Bus song?
Yeah.
I'm just going to play that on repeat. And if that's a bop, then call me gay. You know what, sister?
I've been calling you that for a while now, so...
Yeah, because you're a real playground bully, Liz. Why do gay people love Carly Rae Jepsen so much? So that's the nail in the coffin. I'm gay.
Oh, man, yeah.
I listened to Carly Rae Jepsen just like 10 minutes ago.
You listened to that song for like 10 summers.
Not even that song. I was listening to a deep cut, Your Kind.
It was a song I'd never heard of.
Oh, it's the best song.
And I'm a basic bitch.
Carly Rae Jepsen, Your Kind, song's like 15 years old, but it's fucking, it's a bop.
It's a bop.
It's a bop, there's no doubt about it. Why do gay people like yelling on the phone in public? I gotta say, I've seen this.
I actually haven't seen that. I normally see it with like boomers.
Boomers do yell too.
So we're all boomers gay?
You know what I noticed? I don't know if this is just gay people. It's definitely not. Just people that aren't me. People talk on FaceTime, but they hold their phone like away, like they're not looking at it. Like,
oh, yeah.
Each person is looking up the other person's nose. They're holding it flat. What the fuck's the point of FaceTime? It's just regular call and put on speaker.
Just using more data. Doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make any sense. You know what it is? It's this 5G making people's brains gay. And that's what's happening.
If I saw a booger up someone's nose while they were doing that, I would have to just defriend them. Couldn't do it.
It's understandable. Why do gay people have nice faces? This just ties in everything else.
Okay, so whoever's writing these questions is just mad that they are ugly.
One person just wrote, why do gay people stand like this? And then there's no image. But my mind immediately went to a pose like something like that. So everybody out there, think about what your brain just did. Why do all gay people stand like this? And then think. And then answer your own damn question. Why do gay people have nice jackets? Why do gay people have amazing skin? Why do gay people like the yass so much? Who came up with this?
These questions really are just an ugly straight guy who's mad that he can't get laid, but he's watching all these gay people have great sex.
I don't know why when you made me picture the gay pose, I pictured Spider-Man on a ledge.
I am gay. I love Spider-Man.
I don't know how I got there, but he's...
That's one a pretty hand. Powerful pose, man.
Yeah.
Spider-Man's got it made. Why do gay people only tweet? Is that their job? Gay people do love Twitter. Like, I'll go on record saying that.
Okay. I won't deny it.
I think I'll leave the homosexuals alone for a little while.
Yeah, you know? Switch to another minority group.
Well, let's go to Reddit, as in the name, Reddit did it. And here's just some random questions from palate cleansers. Here's a question for you, Matt. How can I fasten my cousin's bra while she is asleep? That's fasten, not unfasten. So the deed's done.
Your face! Oh my god.
Oh man. How can you fasten your cousin's bra while you're asleep?
I've never tried to put somebody's bra clasp back on.
Yeah, no.
I don't wear a bra, so.
Same.
Yeah, you should.
I would go ask my aunt or uncle. Be like, let's get this over with.
How do you do this?
Matt, you're a married man. You might be able to answer this question. Should I leave my fiance if I can't have stripper sex during my bachelor party?
If that's a deal breaker for you, you should leave your fiance.
Yes, queen. Stand up for yourself.
You put so much thought into that.
I mean, if you're that big a douchebag, you probably shouldn't get married anyway.
Here's a good one. Donald Trump has more Twitter followers than Joe Biden. Does this prove that the election was a fraud?
I've seen this so many times.
It's all, you know what? If there's more gay Twitter users, they should be backing Biden.
This is true. But he's had his Twitter since he was a celebrity. So people know him for his terrible reality show.
Oh, here's one. This one, I think I might read the whole thing. Let's see. Let everybody go on a journey with us. I'm in love with a cartoon character. How can I get over her? I'm fighting back tears right now. This isn't just some trivial BS here. I mean, I'm totally in love with this girl. She's called Ahsoka Tano from the Star Wars The Clone Wars TV show. And I know exactly who he's talking about. She's a fox. And if you watch Mandalorian, she was in the season of Mandalorian, played by Rosario Dawson. Who is also a fox.
She's a fox.
Yeah.
She's also gay, isn't she?
Oh, what?
I'm pretty sure she's gay. So just tell this guy that.
She should probably tweet about it. No, I think he's in love with the cartoon, not Rosario Dawson.
Oh, no, you're right. You did say that.
All right. Google her if you want a picture. This crush is consuming my life. I can't focus on anything. I've spent over $110 on eBay stuff related to her. Posters, keychains, Legos, action figures. I mean everything.
$110.
$110.
Said it like it was a terrible, like, life-consuming habit.
Yeah. Like, he's definitely never had a girlfriend before because $110 is like one fancy meal with a girlfriend.
Yeah.
You go to Yum Yum Noodle Bar twice and you're already over the $110. When I get a crush, I go a little crazy. I'm becoming antisocial. I just sit around watching the TV shows episodes over and over. I wept bitterly on Saturday when I watched the season finale where she left the Jedi Order forever. I literally cried. I'm an 18-year-old boy, by the way.
I think he's handling it just right. I think he's just stay on that path.
Yeah, keep spending money on Ahsoka until you're broke and bitter and you learn to resent her, and then boom.
Yeah.
No more crush.
Once you get over $125, things are really going to turn.
Yeah, man. So that was a nice little palate. Oh, let's see. Let's keep going. Who cares? Let's see what he got. Is stalking unforgivable? In November of 2019 on Facebook, I repeatedly sent and canceled friend requests to a young woman one evening and all of the next day. Then got blocked by the woman. I apologized with a new account, but she still blocked me.
Oh my god.
In January of 2020, I liked one of her posts, and then I was blocked by her once again. I apologized to her with two new accounts, but she still does the same exact thing. Is that unforgivable, you guys?
I would march right up to her bedroom window.
Yeah, I think he's just not putting enough effort in.
Tell her how you really feel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
actually,
I think
we gave that advice to Butterbean in our first episode. We said, fucking scream about your love because it burns.
I think this guy should, honestly, the only reason she's blocking him is because she's playing hard to get.
Yeah, she's...
Get her.
Yeah, she definitely
wants
you.
Find a way to get her.
Go get her.
They say hunger is the best gravy, and right now she's pouring it on, man. Just...
Oh my God.
Just you wait. Ooh, this is a good one. This is one of my faves. So, the title is, Got Friend Zoned by a Prostitute. What should I do?
I love this one.
Okay, so here's my situation. I've been seeing the same prostitute for a few months. I lost my virginity to her. Yeah, at 26 years old. Laugh all you want. I don't care. She's the only person I've ever starred, which I'm assuming means loved.
Fun dude.
She's semi-attractive and not too expensive, and we normally do it in a hotel. But if I can't afford it, I just invite her to my place. Which is a respectable move.
Yeah.
We loved for the amount of time I paid for, and just as she was about to leave, she sees my DVD of an old film called A Matter of Life and Death. She says it's her favorite movie and asks if we can watch it. It's all cut up. We watch the film together and don't do anything. She phones up the next day and asks if I want to hang out. Then we meet up and I ask her if I can have sex with her again. She tells me no because she thinks we've gotten too close. And asks if we can be friends. What the love? Did I get friend-zoned by a prostitute? What can I do to love her again?
Send her to business school.
Yeah, dude.
She's terrible at running that operation.
You're what I would call, in my professional background, a cash cow. Where you just keep on giving, and we keep on taking. But in real life, obviously, this hooker has fallen for you. And now you have to decide if you want to pursue a relationship with a hooker. But here's the pros. You can have sex with her and not have to pay for it.
It's true.
Cons, she's going to be around a lot more. Can't have your cake and eat it too.
I would just find another prostitute at that point.
That's true. This one is apparently just mildly attractive and, you know.
Reasonably priced.
If he gets like a small side hustle, he can get an actual attractive one. I don't know. I've never had to hire one.
Next week, problem solvers.
I'll try it out for us and let you know.
Wait a second.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to have to read this one because the title's pulled me in. What should I do? I went on a trip only to come back to my apartment and find out my roommate has been waffle stomping in the shower. Who knows what that could be? Let's find out. He claimed the toilet plugged and he just didn't feel like fixing it. So now for the past 2 months, he has been stomping his excrement into the shower drain. No. It smells disgusting in there now. I wear shoes when walking around the place. Is it enough grounds to kick this bum out?
I don't
want
to throw up.
I don't want waffles.
Dude, waffle stomping. That's
first time in my life I didn't want waffles.
Oh, I'm so sad.
Waffle
now.
Stomping. And my grate in my shower looks exactly like a waffle. Do they all look like that?
Nah, I've got an open drain, so my dookie slides straight down.
You're just sausage making?
Yeah, dude.
I want to throw up thinking about that.
I'm just bratwurst bagging over here. Waffle stomp.
Nobody ever wants to see how the sausage gets made, man. That's the truth.
I'm just picturing you squatting over your fucking sink.
You know,
so
you know,
is the rest of America.
I'm not like, I don't like peeing in the shower either. Unless it's a funny opportunity to pee on one of my friends or female. Like... Don't squint when I say pee on my friends. I think we went over this in an episode not too long ago. Been in the shower with a lot of my friends.
Yeah, no,
we pee
I'm not.
On each other. We actually used to have this rule. It was created by Bruce Meow, I believe. Where if you were wearing a swimsuit or less, you were physically allowed to be peed on at any time.
Oh, we had that rule in our house.
That was in your house? You had a fucked up family.
We were in our
20s, just drunk kids.
I lived with like my partner at the time and three friends.
Oh, so was it your grandpa's rule?
No, it's not grandpa's rule.
What is that, swim trunks?
All right, so I think to send us off, I'm just going to read one last little short one. It's a picture of 9 very undercooked-looking bagel bites. Or, you know, like the little mini pizza bagel bites?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The title is, Why Does Ken Orgasm Sims? And the body is... My orgasm is no. That's it.
Honestly.
I think the pizza bagels have something to do with it.
Most of the time, my orgasm is no.
Your orgasm is no?
Yeah. Men need to step it up.
Butterbean. Fill that void. So.
Please don't talk about my void.
Oh, man. Do you have a funny name for your vagina?
Don't. I just call it a cooter like everyone else.
Does everyone else call it a cooter?
I think so.
Is there a sexy way to say anything for the vagina?
I call it a snatch every so often. That's not really sexy.
I think it's sexy. I'm really bad at sex talk. So when I'm with a girl.
And
she'll say things like, you know, like, oh yeah, you like that pussy? I'm like, oh, that's weird. I don't know. Like, is there a sexy word for pussy?
There's also not a sexy word for like a man's parts either, though.
Yeah, no, you're like...
Like, they're all just crude and disgusting.
I thought we decided the salami hoagie.
We could do the salami hoagie. All right, all you cooters and salami hoagies out there. I hope you enjoyed our laid-back first episode, chill, 2021 episode. Because, you know, this year is going to be way more chill than last year. And I'm saying it right now, nothing going wrong in 2021. It's all up from here. And if anything goes wrong, you can blame it on me.
Last time a prediction was made on the podcast, coronavirus, you saw what happened.
Yeah. I directly created coronavirus.
I was talking about when Dave claimed that 2020 was going to be the year of the problem solvers.
Yeah, and then he left us.
He just fell off the face of the earth.
He'll be back, though. All right, so this is the end of the episode. Before I go, just want to say, you know, email us their problems and all that stupid shit. I hope everybody had a good New Year's, a good Christmas, all that fucking stupid, dumb shit. And if you want to listen to how awesome our new song is, stay tuned, because I'm going to play it right now. No, wait. I'm going to, like, Liz say, okay, bye. Then I'm going to play it.
Okay, bye.
Now I'm going to play it right now.
Spinning like revolvers. You got a problem, then I got a team of solvers. Social media type, plan a long ballers. From Heracles to Nostradamus, homie, it's the problem solvers. Yo, Zach keeps the team intact, the beat get out in the dark. Tony Stark ready on the attack. He don't relax, he got the studio packed with three bombs, two girls, a microphone, and a serious track. Hailing from the dark side, a dog ride and cross lines. Show the real from the whack, call that bar apartheid. Search for truth, but we know where our heart lies. Catches out in murky waters where all the sharks die. The Doomwalker, Schumacher, smooth talking, mass spits, nuances. He honest, beyond us, rewind us. He Honda the way the truth slaps. Now to do that, just to prove that. Yeah, the altar every day, bring it to the boom bap. My boy M always stay telling the truth. Like when diverse attorneys gotta split up your loot. Like when I conjure up storms when I'm up in the booth. Yeah, we slightly out the norm and we coming like revolvers. You got a problem, then I got a team of solvers. Social media type for analog callers. From Heracles to Nostradamus, homie, it's the problem. Lift the meaner like the goddess Athena. Guarantee you can't reach her. Give you the secret lair, jet and a visa. Get the stats right, flash bright, smoothing your speakers. Cause in the past life or half life, get with some of the creatures. You better pack light, act right, save her a soundbite. Cause she be talking overhead just like stalactites.